BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Justin Bieber cancels all his meet and greets, so who better to replace him than Chris? Me and Stark have another fight over whose song gets picked by our listener Reese, and it's Bumbler Wednesday.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills 1.
Hello!
Hi Scott, it's Hattie.
Hi Hattie, where are you?
I'm at university in Cardiff.
Okay, what's going on in your life today?
Well, I just started revising for my final year exam and it's really boring and I was just wondering what time Bumbaleo is today so I can have a bit of a dance to get me through.
Yeah, you need like some kind of study break, don't you?
Exactly.
What exams are you revising for?
Well, it's my final year exams for my biomedical science degree. So,
yeah, I can't help you.
Science and boring stuff.
Well, I can help you by making Bumbaleo happen at 1:40 today. Is that all right for you?
1:40, that'd be amazing.
Does that fit in with the revision plan?
Yeah, I'll schedule a break for them so I can have a bit of dance around my room.
Yeah, I mean, people seem to really need Bumbaleo today. And I thought we'd do it early just to gear people up because it's a short working week this week because you've got Easter coming up.
Yeah, that's true. Although, as a student, I'm just going to be revising, so it's not much fun.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. We will get it on at 1:40 for you. Any requests for the gap today, the Bumbaleo gap?
Yes, I'd like Chris shouting, do the horn from when he did the trucker horn
challenge.
Oh, the
horn dash.
Oh, the horn dash at the Scott Mills Bridge.
Yeah, that was amazing.
You need to visit, by the way.
Yes,
you need to get yourself down to that bridge. Many people are. Okay, so it's a one-year anniversary, one-week anniversary of the bridge today.
Wow.
Not 1 year, 1 week. Should I just say that every week?
What,
yeah.
You want a whole day dedicated to the dedication of your bridge?
The four-week anniversary. Okay, horn dash, that's noted. We'll get that in the gap for you a bit later on, all right?
Brilliant, thank you very much.
Okay, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you too, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This week, Zayn has said that his album is very actual and he doesn't mind if people are next to it. That is Zayn and Like I Would on BBC Radio 1. He also said that he wasn't allowed to keep his beard in One Direction, but then he just rebelled against it and eventually did it anyway and wasn't even allowed to dye his hair. Just wasn't allowed.
I mean, it's an easy thing to say those kind of things, that he doesn't mind what people get up to with the album. But, you know, it's like, you know, your family are probably listening to that.
Yeah. I know.
He, the last thing you want to think about.
Yeah, I know.
Think about it.
I don't want to think about it. Ah, that's Zayn and Like I Would.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I can't believe it's tonight.
It's the big one.
It's the big one. It's the Oscars of the kebab world. Tonight it's the British Kebab Awards in London's busy West End.
Oh, I can't wait to walk the red carpet. Do you know what you're wearing?
Is there a red carpet?
Don't know.
I was
slightly late last year, so I may have missed the red carpet. I hope there's a wall with... Because I always see that, you know, the day after where you have photos in front of a wall full of sponsors and pictures and stuff like that. It's just like pictures of kebabs.
Yes. Also, I found some particularly jazzy meat ties this morning. It's too late, obviously, but I found this fantastic website.
Oh, let's get them.
Well, it's too late. We don't want to get them now.
Because I tell you why, I've gone boring suit this year. You know, last year, very jazzy.
Yeah, I've gone boring. But you can get a shish kebab tie, kebab on silver plate tie, and kebab kofta tie. But we're just too late. I'm so excited. All the meats. And all the details around the return of Innuendo Bingo I'll be announcing on stage tonight at the British Kebab Awards. They'll be really confused, but more details of when Innuendo Bingo will return from its hiatus tonight on stage at the Kebab Awards. Maybe we should periscope it.
Yes.
We'll up periscope maybe later.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So every week on a Wednesday, it just feels right for everyone to down tools and stop what they're doing for a few minutes of the day and look forward to the weekend. And what we do is we all shake it off to the tune that is Bumbaleo by the Gypsy Kings. And you can also hear some of your favourite bits from our show in a large gap in the middle. It's weird, but like all weird things, if you do them enough, eventually it just becomes normal, which it has now.
True that, but then we do find ourselves explaining it every time.
Yeah, but I think it's for the new listeners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you heard this for the first time, you're like, what are you doing? But earlier than I think we've ever done it. Let's bumble out.
Amor de compraventa, amor de el pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
So keen.
http://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index:html.
Pete's on there with an early Radio 1 website address.
Do the horn! 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 Horn!
Now you're begging it.
I think I can get one more.
Time's running out, Chris. Come on. Nearly horn. At a minute.
Horn!
Oh! Hey. Arnie?
We will do 12 repetitions. Okay? Ready. Start on the down position at your thighs. Up. Down. Up. Down. Up. Down. Up. Down. Up. Down. And keep your elbows at the waist. Up. Down. Up.
It's just a potato, darling.
Of course.
Camel Fat in the background.
This is class.
Great to see falafel people in the house right now.
Did we get it wrong?
What?
Bambolea, bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Zoe on the A1, don't be annoyed that we never read you out, because we just have. Bumbling while under the Scott Mills Bridge. Yes, Danielle on the M3. Can't wait for the long weekend. Bumbling my nuts off at, that's Wally and Lincoln, obviously working with some nuts and bolts there. Liam in Morecambe is bumbling his way to the Easter weekend. Jason from Middlesbrough is having pizza for lunch. Bet you're jealous.
Lush.
Bet you're jealous.
Oh.
On a Wednesday as well.
Saying that, we're having kebabs tonight, I assume.
Yes, all the meats shaved, please. Luke and Connor from Southampton doing electrics. Hi. Four-day week, yeah. Are you dancing?
Are you asking?
No.
I don't understand that phrase.
You don't. Andrew in Swaffham having a little bumbleo on his own in the back of his truck. Jay and Corby bumbleoing his britches off at work. Hey. Bumbleoing in Leeds after my wisdom tooth removal operation. Good gap. Thanks, Simon. And Will in Norfolk. Here we go.
40 of those.
Oh, Josh in Devon. Bumbleoing his socks off. Tom in Guildford says, yes, bring on the long weekend. I'm in my truck. Do the horn. Someone called Annika's been on in the car just in time for Bumbleo Wednesday. Exotic name there. Annie in Bridgend. Harry in Ashford on his tractor. Joe in Belfast. Bumbleoing his Reggie and Bollies off. Another Josh in Bristol. And that's your lot for Bumbleo Wednesday, early edition.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, big weekend. 2016 is going to be at Exeter's Powderham Castle on the 28th and 29th of May. I did a couple of interviews for the local press in Exeter yesterday. They are so exciting. There's so many rumours flying around about who might be on.
That's the best bit.
It's the best bit.
Because some of the rumours end up being right. But, no. We love... Yeah, probably not the best bit.
No,
but we love that...
When Taylor Swift does finally appear in Norwich, that's probably the best bit.
Well,
but the rumours are good.
The rumours make us laugh.
Like that time where we were in Carlisle and people were tweeting, OMG, just seen Jay-Z and Beyonce in Nando's, and things like that. They're like, the rumours that just sweep round the city or town are brilliant. And that's happening in Exeter right now. Actually, people of Exeter, if you're listening and you've heard a rumour, text me. I actually don't know who's on apart from who we've announced so far, which is Ellie Goulding, Chasing Status, Bring Me the Horizon, Craig David, Jake Bugg, The 1975, and Coldplay. I mean, even if that was just the lineup, that would be brilliant, but there's more to come. If you want to go, you will need tickets, and they are going to be available on Monday morning, the 4th of April, at 8 a.m. Set alarms. Tell everybody.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, loads of Nothing But Rubers all over Facebook about Exeter at Radio 1's big weekend. You know, another one that's going around the city at the moment.
Go on.
Greg James and Elmo performing live at Powderham Castle on the 28th and 29th of May. We know nothing. More of the lineup will be announced soon, but you need to know for now. Monday morning, the 4th of April at 8 a.m. is when those tickets will become available for Radio 1's Big Weekend, Exeter 2016. All of the details are on the Radio 1 website.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just going through some gossip today. See that Jess Wright's going out with James Hill. Any idea who that is?
He was on Big Brother, wasn't he?
Was he the one that had the bromance? He was also on The Apprentice before that, right?
Ah, right. That'd be why he was on Big Brother.
Super tanned. And Jess Wright off of Mark Wright off of TOWIE.
Yes, of course.
Do they actually ever, any of them, go out with someone that's not in another or the same reality TV show? Or do they just like to keep themselves to themselves in the reality world?
Well, you were saying this to me yesterday. Celebrities generally look for other celebrities to go out with.
They do. And generally, they're of the same level. Do you know what I mean?
In fact, you were saying more than generally. You were saying celebrities only go out with celebrities.
They do, but it depends what level they're at, I think. So you've got, like, up there, you've got Jennifer Aniston. And then down here, I mean, no offence, but like, you know, they're on the same level. Jess Wright and James Hill are on the same level.
Right.
Because they do reality shows.
Why is that no offence?
It's just not. It's just saying that it's true that they have a level. And they're not on the Jennifer Aniston level, are they?
But you're still saying at their level, they're still only going to go with famouses.
Yes, that's true. Doesn't matter what level you're at.
So really, us sort of normal people would only be able to have a sniff at the sort of the lower end of the alphabet.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's See, when I disagree with you on
no,
this.
No, that's when we had the chat about Cheryl the other day, and you were saying that now she's with Liam Payne, it looks like more likely that you could go out with her. No, not true.
No, I'm saying generally, if you wanted to go out with Cheryl, I'm fine. I've got a girlfriend.
I know
I'm
all good. I know you're sorted.
So, but I'm saying if someone wanted to...
No. What we're having this again now? What, to go out with multi-millionaire world superstar Liam Payne?
But this is a different debate altogether. What you're saying is famous people won't even look at anyone else.
No, they won't.
Well, that's outrageous.
Even
you can't say that.
It's true. Even Jess Wright is now going out with another reality star.
Right. Well, fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's happening tonight. It's the Brit Awards of the kebab world. It's the British Kebab Awards. So excited for tonight, Chris. It's getting nearer now.
Yep, not long now, Scott.
Okay, now someone here on the team just suggested we should write our speech, which we're going to do when we present one of the awards. Write the speech at the table when we get there tonight. Now, that doesn't seem like much preparation to me.
No, that's fine, because as long as we've got the jokes in our head, we can do the speech around it.
I'm going to tell everyone, if they're a bit noisy, I'm going to tell them to shish.
Make sure you get that right. It's just getting the jokes right. It's the delivery of them.
Or I could say that, I shish you all the best for tonight.
Doesn't really work.
There can only be one winner, which is a pitter. A pity. Anyway, I'll think about it. I'm so excited. We get all the meat as well.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's speak to Reese, who is 17 in Aberdeen. Hey, Reese.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right. What are you doing today?
I've just had uni, went out for a meal with my mother, and now I'm just chilling at home.
Okay, so you're at university in Aberdeen.
I am.
I had some good nights in Aberdeen, you know.
It's pretty terrible.
No, it's
no,
good.
That's not right.
Everything's on your doorstep in one place. It's like one square there, and you can just go from place to place. It's good.
You've got the Institute. It's all there. Yeah. It's all happening.
Yeah, the Institute, that's a fair point.
Okay, so you know about this. Chris chooses a song, I choose a song, and then you decide. How have you been finding it? Like, who would you normally choose if you were on every day?
Well, it's nearly, I mean, 97% of the time, it's been Chris.
Oh.
Oh, right, Reese.
Okay. Any particular injustices that you can think of?
Oh, I don't even get me started. I mean, All of the Lights, come on. That was All of the Lights Gate is what I call it.
Yeah, but like that, I mean, yeah, it didn't get chosen. That is a good song. But
no, it did get chosen.
It did get chosen.
What happened is it got chosen. Oh. We were playing it. Then you decided to come back on.
I remember that.
I can't remember the guy who chose it, but you basically taught them out of it.
Yeah, he changed
his
mind.
And you made them change their mind. Mm. I need to bring that song back onto the table, you know, because I thought that was an incredible option.
In the same way that I'm going to bring back Wings by Little Mix.
Yeah.
No reaction there from
Reese
whatsoever.
No reaction there.
The problem today is, Reese, is the one I've gone for is actually one that I can imagine Scott going for.
Ooh.
But it is a tune, and I'm going to stick to it. And Scott, this is what I've got.
Okay. Should I play this?
Let's play.
Okay.
It's Drake and Rihanna, Take Care. For me, this is what the new Rihanna song should have sounded like, but doesn't. And this is a good one.
It is a good one, actually.
It's a good one.
You can imagine me going for this as well.
Yeah.
It's one of those you don't hear that often, but I've got this for you. Come on. don't laugh.
The depths difficult. Of your mind did you find this?
In the Alicia Keys section.
I think you've heard... This has come on shuffle at 2 a.m. and you've gone, oh my word, this is such a good song.
It's good.
I'm gonna put it up against Chris's on one day.
Okay. Oh, I'm just going to leave now. I'll get my coat, shall I? Hey.
Even you know that sounded strange.
No, I didn't. I'm sticking by it.
What's it called?
Try sleeping with a broken heart.
This is a shambles.
Oh, come on, it's
sounded
Reece, good.
Do the right thing.
Right, well, these are two songs on the end of each spectrum. Completely different.
Okay,
and,
bye, I'm going.
Actually, Scott, you've brought out the bag today, and you've actually hit me with a classic.
Whoa.
This is harder than the bangers that was on Fleet Services on opening day. Oh, I think I've made a decision. And I'm going to go with Scott.
That is unreal. I don't know what you're thinking there, Reese. I thought I liked you.
Awesome. We played this on Radio 1 at the time. I'm sticking by it. Alicia Keys.
Really?
It sounded better.
Yes. Well, I agree with you. On paper, that song should be brilliant.
But I quite like it that happens sometimes, you know? In my head, it sounded brilliant.
There are obviously lots of tweets and texts coming in.
I mean,
absolutely slating you for that.
Yeah, biggest reaction for a long time there.
But there's also a reaction which is basically both of you need to sort it out.
Okay, we'll come back fighting tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Everyone's been talking about it today. Justin Bieber has cancelled all of his meet and greets on his world tour. What you can do if you go and see Justin for an extra fee, if you properly love him, or loads of celebrities do this, you can go backstage and they will meet you and greet you. And generally you have a fairly awkward photo taken with them.
Well, expensive though, Scott.
They are quite expensive. But Justin said he's not doing it anymore. Management are saying it's a security risk to have a photo taken. But this is what Justin said on Instagram. Love you guys. I'm going to be cancelling my meet and greets. I enjoy meeting such incredible people, but I end up feeling so drained and filled with so much of other people's spiritual energy that I end up really drained and unhappy. Want to make people smile and happy, but not at my expense. And I always leave feeling mentally and emotionally exhausted to the point of depression. The pressure of meeting people's expectations of what I'm supposed to be is so much for me to handle and a lot on my shoulders. Never want to disappoint, but I feel I would rather give you guys the show and my albums as promised. I can't tell you how sorry I am, and I wish it wasn't so hard on me. And I want to stay in the healthy mindset I'm in. So we don't know what's going on with Justin though. I hope he's all right. He's on a long tour and it's just getting to him. He's probably tired. But there are a lot of Justin Bieber fans now who won't be meeting and greeting him anymore.
Oh, it's such a shame, isn't it?
I can guarantee that.
I saw a video of one of his meet and greets once, and everyone was just kind of ushered through very quickly.
I mean, it's very fast paced. And I believe it's only a group photo that you get, I think.
Oh, is that how it works now?
I think so.
I feel really bad for people, though, because they want to meet and greet someone as famous as Justin Bieber.
Yes, well, this is where I think you could step in, because there's blatantly a gap in the market now. Right? There's a lot of people that aren't being meted or greeted.
Oh, I see what you mean, yes.
You see? So I would like you to fill his gap. I'd like you to take up his slack. I'd like you to cover his void.
You want me to be Bieber?
I can't think anymore. No, I don't want you to be Bieber, but I would like you to go out onto the streets today because we've not sent you out for a long time. And what I would like you to do is offer people, if they want it, a free meet and greet with you.
I can't charge thousands for this?
No. So maybe we can make some kind of sign or something. If you get make a little sign quickly, we'll send you out and just get some meet and greeters. Because a lot of them may be Justin fans and they'll be disappointed, but at least they've got you.
Yes, if they can't meet Justin, they can meet me. This is like a service.
And that's surely just as good, right? So if you... Okay, we're making you a sign. So if you want to...
pop out?
If you want to pop out. Pop out.
Fine,
we'll do
now.
Some meet and greets, yeah. Now.
Right, okay.
Yeah. All right? Okay. I'll tell you what to do in your ears, don't worry.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Justin Bieber has cancelled all his meet and greets. The fans can't meet him anymore. But there are a lot of Justin Bieber fans that need to be meted and greeted. Where are you, Chris Stark?
Hello, Scott. I'm on what was formerly known as Stupid Street. It might still be called Stupid Street, or is that a home?
Is that where we used to do Stupid Street?
It is, yeah. I'm back there.
Oh, good times.
Going old school. Maybe it needs renaming. I don't know.
So you're on the streets. It's quite busy, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's very busy around here. As you know, there's a lot of stupid people about.
And have you got any...
I'm only joking. No, it's a really busy bit because there's loads and loads of shops around here.
Have you got any apparatus with you that you've bought?
I've got a big sign which says meet and greet.
Fabulous.
Obviously to make it clear that I'm here to meet and to greet.
Now, I think people are getting actually quite a good deal here still, because obviously not as famous as Justin, but, you know, you are TV and radio's Chris Stark.
Yeah, I mean, it's we could play this down, but if we are filling in the shoes for Justin Bieber, it's not a horrendous deal, is it?
Not awful.
It's not terrible.
No.
And also, people are going to really respect the fact that we're trying to fill the gap that Justin has now left.
Yeah, like I said, there's people to be scooped up here.
Yeah, but to continue his legacy, I'm quite keen to, you know, stick to the Justin Bieber way of doing it.
Okay, which is what?
Judging by his Instagram post and some old footage that I've seen of Justin Bieber at meet and greets, it can be quite swift. It can feel... almost quite rude at times.
It is quite quick, isn't it? Yeah, you're in and you're out there.
Yeah, exactly. But people are getting to meet and greet, and that's the most important thing, isn't it?
I urge you to check out my Instagram at the moment, because I've just put some pictures up of some of the best meet and greet awkward photos you've ever seen. The one of the Saturdays is particularly good. And Victoria Beckham, just last week in Korea, meeting some of her fans, only they're behind a glass wall.
Yep.
Now, I want you to try and get some customers to come and meet you. Try and get some business in.
Yeah, okay.
You've got the sign there, obviously.
Well, I've got the sign, so shall I unveil it? I'll kind of put it above my head. It's just a big sign, meet and greet, nice and simple. Let's...
Anyone taking any notice of that?
Well, a few people are looking at it. I think people don't know a good deal when they see it. That's the problem with this.
I think you need to probably shout out, meet and greet, get your meet and greet here. Meet and greet.
Meet and greet! Come and get your meet and greet.
Free meet and greet.
Free meet and greet. Celebrity meet and greet.
Meet and greet is really weird if you say it a lot, isn't it?
I think we might have someone. Hello.
Hi.
No way.
Hi.
Do you want to meet and greet me?
Who are you?
I'm from the radio. My name's Chris.
Do you... Scott Mills?
Scott Mills, Chris. Yeah. Oh, have you heard of me?
Heard of Scott Mills.
Okay. She's heard of you, Scott.
Okay. We'll just say that you're on the show with me.
I'm on the show with him.
Yeah, I'd recognise the voice now.
Yeah. Well, shall we crack on then? I take it you want a profile picture of some kind.
Go on, then.
Can you say that it's fine if you can want to touch my shoulders in the picture? That's fine, but nowhere else.
If you want to touch my shoulders in the picture, that's fine, but absolutely nowhere else.
That's what I was told of Britney Spears.
Okay. Just come stand next to me. Are we going to do this selfie?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Does she actually want one?
Do you actually want one?
Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Sure. So stand next to me, please.
Yeah.
Not too close, because you're starting to take some of my energy.
Yeah.
Okay, selfie. No smiling either.
Okay.
There we go. We just had the profile picture taken there, Scott.
Ask her if you're the most famous person she's ever met.
Am I the most famous person you've ever met?
Not really.
Who else?
Lead singer of Keen.
Lead singer of Keen?
Yeah.
All right.
Met Suggsy.
Tom.
Anyway, look, I've got too many meet and greets to do, so do you want to just move on?
Yep. See you later.
Move along, please. Move along. That felt a little rude, but...
She got a selfie, she's happy.
Yeah, she doesn't seem that happy.
This is going really well. At least you knew your voice.
She recognised my voice after a while, which is a great result.
Brilliant.
Okay, do you want me to get the sign back out?
Okay, well, listen. Yeah, get the sign back out and see if you can get some more business. I'll play a song. I'll come back in a minute.
All right then, mate. Well, there should be a queue by then.
Yeah, of course there will.
All right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Justin Bieber's not doing meet and greets anymore, but my friend Chris is. Hi, Chris.
You all right?
Yeah, where are you now?
Same place. Got my sign out.
And there's a massive sign above your head that says meet and greet.
Meet and greet, yeah.
Okay. And how... Is there a queue like you said there would be?
There isn't. Actually, in the time that you played that song, two people came past and went, all right, Chris. And I said, would you like a photo with me? And they both said no.
Oh, but they knew who you were.
In a sense, you know, we greeted each other. They just weren't that keen on meeting.
Right. OK, cool. So at least you had a greet. It was just half of the thing.
We've had a greet. Maybe I should change the sign to meet or greet. And maybe we'll get more uptake.
Whichever you prefer.
Yeah.
OK, well, I think it's probably time to round up some more business.
Yeah. Well, there's people sort of floating around now.
Okay.
Do you want me to shout a bit more?
Yes, please.
Yeah?
Come and meet and greet Radio 1's Chris Stark. Say that.
Yeah? Really, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Come and meet Radio 1's Chris Stark! Oh, meet and greet for free. Get your profile pictures. No.
See, I don't think this is what Justin does.
Hang on, we might be on. One sec. Hello, you're right.
Hi.
Are you here for the meet and greet?
Yeah.
Do you know who I am?
No, sorry.
Okay, fine. Do you want to guess? The problem is, as well, Scott, as I've even just shouted who I am and no one seems to know.
No, Can you ask them to guess again as to who you might be?
Do you want to guess again who I might be?
Tell them think minor celebrity.
Think minor.
Minor. Jack Whitehall?
Jack Whitehall. No, not as big as that.
You're clearly not Jack Whitehall.
Are you on the radio?
I am on the radio, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you know what radio?
Radio 4?
No. Come on, I don't know if you've sent these people down here, Scott. Shall we crack on with meet and greet then, anyway?
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on then, gather around.
Tell them you're from Radio 1.
I'm from Radio 1.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys.
Oh, we listen to Radio 1, actually.
Do you know Scott Mills?
Yeah.
I'm on his show.
Ah, are you the funny one on Scott Mills' show?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Do you know Nick Grimshaw?
I do know Nick Grimshaw, yeah.
Say yes. I know him quite well.
I do know him quite well, actually.
Oh, really? I can hear that.
Yeah. He's one of my friends.
Oh, that's nice.
So anyway, do you guys want a photo?
Yeah, I guess
so.
Right, yeah. Okay, Scott, we're on.
Are you having a photo, are you?
We're going to do meet and greet. Now, Scott, do I take all three of them at once or one at a time?
I think you haven't got time for that, so it's going to have to just be one, and they'll have to share the picture later.
All right. Guys, I'm in a real hurry, so we're going to just have to take one picture, and you'll just have to share it amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Yeah, brilliant. We got that photo, Scott.
Chris, I'd like you to ask them if they've got any questions, and then when they say yes, hopefully, just so we haven't got time for that and move on.
All right. Guys, have you got any questions for me?
Yeah.
No, I haven't got time for that.
What do you have for
Oh, no, sorry, guys. I haven't got time for that. I've got too many people to meet and greet.
Just walk off.
Move on. Bye then.
Bye.
It's so rude just sort of ushering them away like that, Scott. It's not.
That's what happens. These stars have got a lot of people to meet in a short space of time.
Oh. Sorry, yeah. You know, the problem is, Scott, there are a couple of people who seem to recognise me from the radio, but none of them want to stop. Do you know what I mean? It's like they know who I am and for that reason don't want to stop.
They're walking on by, yeah.
Yeah.
Chris, you've done two meet and greets. You must be absolutely exhausted.
Mate, I feel completely drained. That's probably the hardest work I've done in ages. I might take a break from these meet and greets for a while.
Okay, well, what I want you to do now, I'm not sure that Justin does this or anyone else actually, but could you say, as you walk off from where you are, can you shout out, "There'll be no more meets and greets today"?
Fine, all right. Fine, okay.
That's the end of them.
And can I come back now?
Yes.
All right, Scott, I'm walking away.
Okay.
Guys, no more meet and greets. No more. You've had your chance. I'm exhausted. I'm absolutely shattered. No more meet and greets.
I will not be meeting and greeting anyone else.
I will not be meeting or greeting anyone else. You hear me?
Okay, I'd come back into the building as soon as you could.
I'm getting back quickly.
I would do that. Okay, I'll speak in a bit.
All right, mate.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wednesday's Real or No Real, and it's Alice Lavaughan.
How's you?
How's you?
Very well, thank you.
How's you and yours?
Oh, very well. Look what the cat dragged in.
She's got beef with me today.
Why?
Because, you know that long-awaited night out that we're supposed to be having?
Yeah, it's
only the Kebab Awards tonight, and I've blown her out for the Kebab Awards, and I'm blaming the producer, Will.
No, don't blame anyone else except yourself. It's a rollover.
I can't cope with this.
I said before Christmas, in fact, it must be coming up to a year.
I'm going under the desk.
I'm not even joking. You both took the mick out of me saying, "No, I promise you, this night out will happen," just to spite me, just to prove me wrong.
It's a double booking.
I've been proven right.
Do you know what he said? He even said in capital letters, "It's in the diary." So a few days before...
But then I didn't know the Kebab Awards was in the diary.
Oh, but you were. So you've been bumped
out,
off.
I'm not coming out from out of here until we sort this out.
I've totally been bumped off.
Well, let
the
me
only
sort
reason
it.
I knew is because I said, "Oh, do you want to go to this nice new pasta place?" Which I knew would scare him anyway, because the carbs. And then he got back on and was like, "Oh, yeah, I can't do Wednesday, my love." I'm like, "Yes, you can, because I'm in the diary, sweetheart."
Okay.
Back up now, so let's not talk about it anymore.
Would you like to come to the Kebab Awards?
Well, let's just reschedule for something else, shall we?
Okay.
It's a rollover.
Here's today's Real or No Real.
Out there, modern artist Tracy Emin has married a rock in her garden.
Right.
I love what who rockeries are, by the way.
Have you got one?
What is a rockery?
A rockery is, I think, just a decorative collection of rocks.
I bet Ken's got one, your dad.
Oh, yeah. Of course they have. Eileen tends to
Do you mean around a pond?
Eileen tends to his rockery.
That's one.
Don't. Come on. Leave the Levines out of this.
And what's his rocks like?
Just stop.
No, I'm just wondering.
Too far, don't you? So, Tracy Emin, she's pretty out there. But would she have married a rock?
So she's not married the rock.
No, an actual rock. One from her rockery in her garden.
If they have, I do wish them well.
There are people that like marry their cars and that, though, isn't there?
Yeah, didn't someone fall in love with the Empire State Building?
Mm. Yes, that's happened. And I did see a show on, I believe it was Channel 4.
Yeah, I saw the same one.
We've all seen it.
Have you seen that
same
one?
Same show, I think.
About men and their cars.
Marrying a rock, though, I didn't know you could marry objects. Because if that's the case, then you could marry, say, a garden gnome.
Dream big. You could marry a garden gnome as he runs out the room. So would the ring go entirely around the rock?
That's a good question, that. Big ring.
Would the rock have a suit painted on it?
No, you're just being ridiculous. She's like, there's not going to be a ring or a ceremony, I wouldn't imagine.
What does the rock...
legally binding contract.
Well, yeah, what does the rock do about vows?
This is stupid.
This is stupid. No real.
I'm gonna go. Go on. I'm gonna go real.
She's married a rock.
Yeah, it's out there.
Did you mishear it? She married a rock.
Married a rock in her garden. You want to say real?
But it's Tracy Emin.
Yeah, but it's Tracy Emin.
That one is real.
Yes.
What?
The British artist has married an actual stone in her garden in France. She's called the rock her anchor and something she can really identify with.
It's her rock. That's what people say about husbands and wives, isn't it?
It is a rock because it's a rock. And next.
Radio 1's money-saving expert Matt Edmondson recreates the thrill of enjoying a posh takeout coffee for free by misspelling his name on the side of his cup.
He is so thrifty, isn't he?
Yes, but he does not like to be reminded of it.
He loves being reminded of it. He's always got a coupon on his person. The other day he told me that he has his hair cut shorter than he likes so that he doesn't have to go as often.
Are you serious?
True. That one's real.
We need to write these down.
So what I'm imagining Matt does here is instead of going to pay, you know, a fair amount of money for a posh takeout coffee, is I'm imagining is he left or right-handed?
Famously right.
Right-handed. I'm imagining he just scrawls his name in his left-hand writing on the side of his cup so it doesn't look like his.
And mishears his own name, so writes like Mark or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, hey presto, it's like having a posh coffee in the comfort of your own home.
So he's just making that on his own coffee machine or even possibly just with granulated.
Just instant, I'm saying.
It's a good idea. You know, stops the overpriced coffee.
I mean, they are very expensive, and this is a thrifty way of recreating that buzz.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, so I'm going to go real.
And he gets a natural high from saving money, so he can probably even go decaf.
Actually, what are you going to go for? Are you going for real?
I'm going to go with this one.
What do you mean?
Real.
Real. I've just realised he doesn't drink coffee, so I'm going to go real.
Well, why didn't you tell me that?
Well, you've committed now.
Oh, you two in the bad books.
That one is no real.
Yes. Completely made up, that one. Sorry, Matt. This weekend is a weekend takeover on Radio 1, which means you get Matt Edmondson at 10 a.m. on Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
And Monday.
And your show.
Yeah, I'm on from 1.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
It's very easy to remember. It's just a long weekend.
And finally,
chewing gum whilst cutting onions prevents you from crying.
There's an old wives' tale about chewing on a wooden spoon.
What, while having the onions?
Cutting onions. I used to wear goggles. I used to wear swimming goggles in the kitchen.
Hi, boys.
It was a strong look.
Just for the onions.
Did you actually?
That? I totally did.
Wow. How long ago was this?
Oh, like last year.
Do you have a lot of apparatus?
I took them to uni with me.
Did you have like a snorkel as well? Please
no,
say yes.
No, but that would make sense because actually it gets you in the nostrils.
Mm. And then you could breathe more easily.
Yeah. I didn't wear a swimming cap.
And flippers.
They were really tight. So, because they were so suctiony, like after I'd finished cooking, I'd have rings around my eyes where the goggles had been.
Things you do for food.
And now they market onion goggles, whereas I feel like I came up with that, but with the Speedo version.
Come on. Come on, there aren't onion goggles.
There are. Someone gave me some for Christmas.
Get out. I'm going to write that down immediately.
But what's the difference with them?
They're more like a science goggle. You know, like off of science labs.
This has blown my mind.
Whereas I just wore your bog standard swimming pool ones.
Oh, you wore goggles with the elastic on the back.
I did,
so it's really
yeah.
tight. But in science, they were just like glasses, weren't they?
But what they've done is fitted a kind of sponge lining so that nothing's getting in there.
Whoever invented the onion goggle is having a laugh.
Does it have a picture of eyes on as well? So it looks like your normal
crying.
Eyes are there.
Yeah.
Massive eyes. So is this real? The chewing gum thing?
Well, I'm going to have to throw out all the goggles if it is the case. I could imagine that that's true. I don't know. I think I would have heard about this because I move in these kind of circles.
You really do.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh, this is the worst week of my life.
Chewing gum while cutting onions stops you from crying because it forces you to breathe through your mouth, which means the weird onion-y irritants, you try saying that, never reach your eyes.
Well, this has really revolutionised the way I cook.
You need to get rid of them goggles, hon. At the end of that round of real or no real.
Oh, you've had a mare, Alice. I got 30. You got nothing.
Don't. I don't want to talk about it.
And you're eating alone tonight, aren't you?
Totally am.
Stop it. I'm going back under the desk if you start this this jibber jabber.
Stop making it about you. It's about me.
Cheer yourself up by doing 4 days on the radio.
Over the bank holiday. Why not?
Go on. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 1 p.m.
Why don't you cheer yourself up by having 2 days off?
Okay, then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.